says. And what we are witnessing is the development of a circuit of corporations that belong to no particular nation state, that do not, that are not expected to respect the laws of any given nation state, that move across borders at will in search, in perpetual search of what? More profits. And finally, I want to suggest that we think about the larger picture, the assault against affirmative action, the increasing conservatism. You know, I don't think I'm going to forget the way those buildings that focus on the family complex look for a long time. I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing. And it's not that we don't want to focus on our families. But the family is used in this ideological way. I mean, who is the real family, right? The real family is generally nuclear. The father works. The mother's supposed to stay at home and be a good wife and mother. So the single mother is not, and her children, they don't count as a family. There's a great deal of homophobia that is implied by that particular construction of the family. So that gays and lesbians who have families don't have, quote, real families, according to these people over there on the hill. I truly believe that those who are really committed to the kind of conservative politics that is messing up our lives today are the minority of people in this country. Oh, that was a slip. I hope that, I mean, they look like the majority. But that's because the rest of us are relatively silent. And I want to urge every single one of you who have come out to participate in this community building moment to think very deeply about what you can do to make a difference. Thank you very much. Because the point I also wanted to make, getting back to Indonesia, getting back to the corporations that have gone to Mexico and all over the third world, oftentimes these corporations wreak havoc on the local economies. People can no longer live once the corporations go in and set up shop. And so they begin to look towards the U.S. as a place to seek a better life, their lives having literally been destroyed by these immigrant corporations, you see. And what happens often is that they use precisely the same routes that have been carved out by the migrating corporations to come to this country. And all they want is a chance at a decent life. And here in this country, they are demonized. They are held responsible for unemployment. Nobody, you know, asked Nike, well, why don't you come back here and set up some factories in various cities and states in the U.S. and provide jobs for the people to whom you are selling those shoes, many of whom go out and try to steal money in order to buy a $120 pair of Nikes. So you see what I mean about the connections that we fail to make when we succumb to the